the owners are prominently talked about. You've got Nick Moletti, you've got Gordon Gund, and you've got Ted Stepien.
Ted Stepien, who is generally considered the worst owner in the history of not just the NBA, but all of professional sports. You could not have designed an owner to come in to a franchise with a more diabolical plan to try to ruin the franchise than how Ted Stepien just acted out of his own, you know, egotism and ignorance. If you lived through it and you loved basketball like I did, it was a very depressing time because the feeling is this guy's going to wreck basketball in Cleveland. If it leaves, it may never come back. It was so bad at the end of Ted Stepien's regime that there was a discussion in the NBA level to combine the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers into one franchise playing in Indianapolis. That probably would have happened had not Gordon Gund bought the Cavaliers. So you have three types of owners. Number one is Nick Moletti, Mr. Other People's Money. He had no money. He was a former cheerleader at John Adams High School in Cleveland. He was
a Wheeler dealer.
He was a Wheeler dealer, and I will give him credit. People kind of come down on Nick, whatever. This is 1970s in Cleveland. Nothing was happening in Cleveland. It was a very depressing time. You know, it was the burning rivers, all this junk going on. And then the other thing he was able to do is get an NBA team and the Cleveland Arena and got the Coliseum built. There was all kinds of debts behind it, but he got it done. Then Ted Stepien buys a team. This guy owns a professional softball team and owned a thing called Nationwide Advertising, which at that point was very profitable. And so he buys it from Moletti. Moletti cashes out, goes to Hollywood, and tries to produce movies, which didn't work out real well for him. Ted buys this. He's trying now, after within a year or two, to move the team to Toronto and that. And then finally, because the arena, Richfield Coliseum, was in such dire financial straits, it ends up with a guy named Gordon Gund from Gund Investments, who is known for taking over, as they nicely called them, distressed properties to try and get them up. So he basically is almost given the Coliseum to run. And the NBA goes to him and says, will you buy it? Then you'd have your team to play there. And he has money. Gund Investments, the Gund family in Cleveland, is very wealthy. Furthermore, he was blind. So you have a blind owner, I mean literally blind, and I've sat in rooms with Gordon. It's phenomenal to see how he's able to remember things where people sit, but he doesn't see anything. You can't make that cast of characters up. The former cheerleader from John Adams High ends up at one point owning the Indians, owning the Cavaliers, owning the Coliseum. Then you have Ted Stepien. And then, of course, then here's Gordon Gund, the blind owner, who really saves basketball in Cleveland. He still owns a piece of the Cavaliers right now, and with Dan Gilbert being the primary owner.